go. With a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for the Valentine's Day Spectacular, we start the show off with Fat Guy Radio Show's dating game.
Woo! Yeah, buddy.
I am your host, Corey Blaze, and we will start by introducing our beautiful, or somewhat beautiful, contestant. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our contestant. Contestant, please chime in.
Hello, fellas. Hi.
Hey, lady.
I'm your contestant for today. This is going to be great.
All right, contestant. So, let's go to your first set of questions, if you will. Let me introduce the bachelors. Bachelor number one, please sign in. Bachelor number one.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Amir Tadechamon.
Amir Tadechamon. All right, bachelor number two.
Bachelorette, shoot, I'm all man. This is Devontae Swank.
Devontae Swank. Bachelor number three.
Yeah, ladies. I go by Black Blaze.
All right, all Black Blaze.
Black Blaze.
Devontae Swank.
Who?
Devontae Swank. I got money in the bank.
All right, and then bachelor number one, what was your name? Because I forgot.
Amir Tadechamon.
All right, we're going to turn it over to our bachelorette to ask the questions of the bachelors, okay? All right, here we go.
Okay, bachelor number two. What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me? Sure.
Yeah.
Not a lot of embarrassing things happen. I guess the time I was on a date with a honey, and she wants to go out to eat, and I told her I get a discount at McDonald's after 11, and she left. So I had to eat all 20 chicken nuggets by myself. That's pretty embarrassing to me.
That's a lot of nuggets.
That's a lot of nuggets, but I ate them though.
Bachelorette number three. If you were any type of animal, what animal would you be?
Well, judging by everything that I have, undercarriage wise, I have to go with a roach. Most say I'm hung like a roach.
Okay, bachelor number one, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Bachelor number one, I have to read the questions here. What do you look for inside of a woman?
What do I look for?
Inside of a woman.
On the inside of a woman. I will have to go with at least one working kidney because mine is failing.
Mm. Hey, hey, good hustle, bro.
Same question to bachelor number two.
I mean, I guess anything your ex left in you? So I can just rip that out. I don't want none of that, old dude.
Same question to bachelor number three.
So I would say to look for the inside of a woman, right?
Yes, what do you look for on the inside of a woman?
I'm looking to make sure she has walls. And by walls, the inside has to be very tight.
Okay, thank you. Oh, appreciate that so much. All right, bachelor number two. If you could describe yourself using a song, what song would you choose and why?
I think I would have to go with Snoop Dogg's Murder Was the Case.
Oh, God.
Because you want to mess with me? Or my lady? Murder Was the Case that they gonna give me. Because I'm gonna hold you down, girl.
Same question of Bachelor number one.
I will have to go with the song Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Because that's what everyone does in laughter when they see my peen.
And Bachelor number three, same question for you.
Well, I would have to go with the Cupid Shuffle. Why? Because I'm like Cupid and I shuffle all my women around once a week.
I can almost hear the brain just turning to come up with those lines.
Yeah.
It's not like you had 2 days to prepare for this bit. All right.
Slow. Who you pick, girl?
Fine question. Final question. Bachelor number one, I'll start with you.
Go ahead, girl.
If you could describe yourself in one word, what word would that be?
If I can describe myself in one word, what word would that be?
See, what you just did is he repeated the question to come up with something funny.
And buy more time.
Yeah, he was buying more time. I see you trying to play the game.
I don't need more time. I already served mine.
Well, this ain't your damn question, so why don't you keep it together?
Ooh, I like your attitude.
Keep it together, you rat bastard.
Say it to my face.
Oh, you own them freaky mother effers, aren't you?
Freaky as hell, girl.
Nasty some mama. Bachelor number one, do you have a question and answer yet?
Yes,
Or do you want to repeat the question again?
I'm going to repeat the question.
You going to repeat the question again?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure people already heard the damn question. Why don't you just give me the answer? It's one mother effing word.
Crunchy?
Okay, I get with that. All right, that's nice. All right, Bachelor number two and your crazy ass.
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah. Like, this is effing like Family Feud, you rat bastard. Okay, all right. Bachelor number two, if you could describe yourself in one word, what word would it be?
It'd be daddy.
Oh, damn.
And if I seen you, I'm going to lean over and touch your tummy and let you know you about to be plump in 9 months.
Oh, damn. I'm already a little plump. Oh, that's okay, though. Ain't nothing wrong with a girl with a little extra curve on the side.
Hey, now.
You know, who cares that you got to have a Formula 500 car to round that curve, but it's still a curve.
I don't know what the hell you talking about, but I'll take some.
My heels have thighs.
Oh, watch yourself, boys. Don't start a fire you can't put out.
I like that. That remind me of DMX. Hey.
That's they my call me the rapper. Fireman. I got a hose I can put you out with. What is this, a liger?
I'm getting moist down there.
Is that what that smell is?
I thought someone opened up a sewage pipe.
Yeah.
That's what's been going on the whole time. Is that getting...
I thought we were having fish for the lunch break.
Hope it's catfish.
Oh, my. All right. Well, Bachelor number three. That's you.
That's me.
Are you awake?
I'm awake.
Are you sure?
I'm mesmerized by your voice.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say some more to you. You want me to sing you a song?
Go ahead.
I'll sing you a song then, okay?
All right.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. Do, 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 do. I'm going to harmonize.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you very much. You want to hear another song?
Get laid on.
Okay. Turn out the lights.
Hey.
Oh, light a candle. Did you see what happens when Corey turns on that machine he paid so much money 4 years ago? He starts to have fun with it in the crate.
It's illegal for me to light flames.
Oh, you shut up, you crazy son of a bitch. You're just here to anger me. That's all you're here to do. You're just here to anger me. I'm trying to get me some. Fat girls need love too.
Dang, so she fat.
Oh, you weren't supposed to know that, are you?
BHT, pretty hot and tempting.
BBW.
Yeah, PHT. I'll sing you one more song. Because I'm thick where it needs to be. Yeah,
Was it PHT, Pizza Hut, and tomatoes?
Yeah, Pizza Hut and tacos, bitch. Oh, wait. Bitch.
Well, yeah, who won?
Hold on, bachelor number three. Get a chance to answer the question.
Skip me.
Shut the hell up.
Sorry.
Don't anger me.
She fights the ancient.
I'll answer for him slow.
Slutty.
All right, bachelor number three. If you could describe yourself in one word, what word? Start the music. Would that word be?
R. Kelly.
Oh my God! That means on Valentine's Day, I'ma be trapped in the closet! Tie me up, baby! I'm tired!
When I got in town, I went to McDonald's. I walked in, I ordered a double cheeseburger value meal with a high C orange drink. She punches in my order. I had forgotten to say no pickle. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't want pickle on that. She was like, no pickle on that double cheese. Okay, why the drama? It's just pickles. She goes to pour my drink. I can see that she's pouring me a Sprite. So I say politely, I'm sorry, I didn't want a Sprite. I wanted a high C orange drink. Her response, so now I'm like, what is up with this stank ass trick? But I don't say anything because I don't mess with people who touch my food. So finally my order comes up and she basically throws it on the counter at me. So I'm like, hold up, slick. I thought McDonald's was supposed to have fast and friendly service. She was like, that's at participating McDonald's and we ain't participating.
It must be true because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
The BDB Radio Network Studios. This is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Oh, hi. I'm going to do the opening for you guys, okay? I'm going to sing it to you, okay? Live from Arizona, USA. In broadcast. Okay, I'm not going to do that.
That bitch run its lake. All right. Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasted to 79 countries with over 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. Yeah! Welcome to Arizona's home for Hot Talk Radio. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Lil Dick.
Yeah, buddy.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our YouTube live stream or on Podbean, on the Podbean Live app. Tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We even read and respond to your comments after the show as well. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. There are certain sponsors that are to remain nameless that are no longer a factor for Fat Guy Radio Show. So the merch store is our way of keeping the lights on. By ordering a t-shirt, you are supporting the show. Not all the t-shirts have Fat Guy Radio Show on them. There's something for everyone. Many styles and designs to choose from, available in your favorite color, delivered directly to your door, 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Hey.
Yeah.
Order today. Follow us on social media for the latest release designs. And for the remainder of February, use promo code DTBDAY and get 20% off. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. There's a new shirt that was just released.
Ooh.
Called Podcast America. Now It's Great Again.
And it, I see what you did there.
And it happens to be available in either blue or red.
That's nice.
Right?
That's nice.
I am totally getting me one of those.
What does blue or red have
to do? So Democrats, Republic, you know that.
Democrat.
I'm an independent.
Okay, then it's available in gray.
Oh. Nice.
Hey, that's up my alley.
Hey. And I'm going to call Teespring real quick. Hey, can y'all
put that shirt in gray, please?
Get those gray ones or purple.
I just lied my ass off. No, I'm kidding. It is available in 3 colors just in case you're right down the middle. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm right down the middle, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Whoa. We have a fun-filled show for you today. It's Valentine's Day. It's coming up on Friday.
Speaking of coming up, AK-47 said with our last bit, she said no about R. Kelly. No, it means you're getting a golden shower.
Oh, she makes a very valid point.
But she could be getting the golden shower in the closet.
That's very true. I wish I had that queued up, but I don't. But I did find this button.
Hey, now I'm sitting here in the closet thinking about what I'm going to do to you. Think I'm going to pee on you. Golden shower's what I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
When I walk down the closet, then I come on out.
Yeah.
What's that smell? Girl, it's your mouth.
Yeah.
Now I hear my mother come to me. Little D come down.
Yeah.
I got the food on the table. Crazy chitlins.
Yeah.
Chitlins.
Chitlins.
That's what I smelled.
Chitlins.
I thought that was
chitlins
between her legs.
Oh,
all right, all right. Well, thank you. Jesus Christ.
Part two is coming soon.
Part two coming soon. I forgot that R. Kelly released those videos in like 25 different scenes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it was actually masterpiece.
It was beautifully done.
I haven't even seen like the end of it. I got up to the part where the midget was like sleeping with the hooker who like punched the police officer in the junk after he like slapped his woman with a spatula.
It went off the rails towards like 15.
Fun fact, you know the midget was Kevin Hart?
I'm not surprised. What?
That's Kevin Hart.
So it was typecasting?
It's
well, thank you, dear.
I don't know what that means, but I guess.
No, if you're not in the know, then you wouldn't know.
Oh, well, I don't know, but that was Midget. That was Kevin Hart.
Little D would get typecast as the dumb guy.
Yeah, he would. Here's the thing, though. I'm not trying to say that R. Kelly is a great person, but those series of Trapped in the Closet videos were pretty damn creative.
R. Kelly as a whole is very creative, and I will stand on this ledge, even if I'm by myself, that says he's not guilty.
Oh, yeah, you're on that ledge by yourself.
I will say this about R. Kelly, and we can move off the subject.
Yes, sir.
Whether or not you like the man.
I'm sorry, what?
Whether or not you like the man.
Them big girl lips again.
Too coolest.
You can't argue. That man made hits.
He did.
You damn right.
He did. You can't take that away from him.
On the record, last thing about R. Kelly. I go on record as a DJ saying I do play his music. I even played Ignition at my last gig.
Mm. And I would like to go a little bit further and say, if R. Kelly had a storefront, those parents would be paying him.
Yeah.
I'm done. Last thing about R. Kelly and we can move on.
Yeah.
I once saw R. Kelly in concert and was like, man, that boy can sing.
That boy sure can sing.
That boy can sing.
Well, one more thing before we get off. I like to say that when he was bald headed, he looked ugly. But when he grew some hair, he looked a lot better. When he had the curly hair, not the curly
hair, he looked like what? I'm sorry, you want to say that again?
When he was bald headed, he was ugly as hell. Uh-huh. That hair, so. When he grew some cornrows, it enhanced his looks.
I disagree. That bald look was in.
Hey, one more thing about R. Kelly, though. If I could turn back the hands of time, then I will hire Johnny Cochran to acquit that man.
Right.
If I can turn back the hands of time, I'd take his camcorder and say, keep doing what you're doing, bruh.
And just let it play out in his mind.
I would not let anything play. I would take his damn video recorder and say, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, and play out in his mind. See? Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Visuals or imageries.
But I like... But
can you repeat that?
Oh, sorry, Corey.
Yeah, slowly.
Sorry, Corey. But we cannot... You get on me and my girl lips all the time. Did you just hear what this man said?
I didn't. It must not have been coherent.
Visuaries are miseries.
I'm dyslexic. I was trying to say visuals or memories. Visuals or memories. I don't know what the hell I
said.
Did
he just say he's dyslexic?
You see what I'm saying?
You just doing your best to get the show title, ain't you?
Man, I'm dyslexic.
I'm voting in dyslexic too. What I really love, that thank you boys for covering me. I really love R. Kelly's last number. It was really great.
Being honest,
hold up,
the whole time, people.
You don't want to believe it.
How? How can I pay child support?
How? How can I work?
How?
How can I get paid?
This ain't not about music.
How can I take care of my kids?
How?
How can I work?
How?
How can I get paid?
All right.
That's a hit right there.
Yeah, low key is, though.
I only do that because DT gets turned up every time I play that.
That's because that beat is so...
Oh, no, the whole time, people.
He gets turned up.
I'm just being honest.
He gets lit. Look at him. Especially when it drop. Watch when it drop, little dude.
You don't want to believe it.
How?
How can I pay child support?
How?
How can I work?
How?
How can I get paid?
This ain't not about
real.
How can I take care of my kids?
Oh, he is turned up.
At this point, we briefly.
All right, that's enough. All right, so Valentine's Day is Friday, February.
Speaking of R. Kelly.
2014. Here's something interesting. Mm. You know, a lot of people are you know, they're going to be by themselves for Valentine's Day, for most likely because, you know, they probably going to get dumped or something of that nature, or they have been dumped.
Or their standards are too high.
Are they going to be at home by themselves?
Yeah, thank you, D. Lil D, I'm going to be home by myself.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of homes, since you're going to be home by yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to be home by myself.
You going to be home by yourself, DA?
I'm sidetracked. I'm just thinking about R. Kelly, because he said, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do remind me of my Alexis Coop. Mm. That's what I'm spitting.
That is. DT.
Corey's looking like, all right, we've done past this bit.
Are you going to be home by yourself?
Yes.
I will not
Wait
be.
A second. Hold on. Wait.
And I will not be.
You will not be home. Corey.
I have no idea where the show is going at this point.
I was trying to get back to you.
Thank you.
But we talk Valentine's here. So I had to think about this. I'm not going to be home by myself.
Yeah,
we
don't
know
I.
why. D Tay, you are.
Yeah.
We know you are. Corey.
Yes.
Have you ever been to D Tay's house?
I have not been to D Tay's new place. His new place or
his
place?
New place?
Mm-mm.
I don't know why I was thinking about this. Well, Valentine's.
You were thinking about me going over D-Tay's house.
Because D-Tay,
check out.
Because I was thinking, well, I should have said this last show, but I was, you know, I railroad shows. That's
yeah,
what I
like
did.
Like you just
well,
did.
Well, the last time you had a game, D-Tay went over your house while you were at work.
Yeah.
Taping the game.
Yes.
So it brought me to think, have you ever been over his house?
I have not been to D-Tay's new place. I have not.
I'm going to ask you why, but Doug, have you ever been over D-Tay's house?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Okay. Now, with that being said.
Wow. Okay.
D-Tay. Because you said don't tell Corey.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Because you said don't tell Corey, he'll get mad. Bro, we had a game night. Corey doesn't play video games.
And why?
He doesn't drink Hennessy.
Why I'm bringing this up is because
come on, bro. Let's not lie in 2020.
It's Valentine's week.
I feel my feelings. My feelings.
I'm about to diagnose
please.
Problems.
Lil D's going somewhere.
I'm diagnosing some problems for Valentine's. D-Tay.
Jesus Christ.
Why have you not invited this nice man over to your house? Is it because you're hiding something or someone from him at your house that you cannot have him come over? And let's not just say that you did. Or did not have Doug over, which you did, and he said you did. So why have I haven't even I've been there? I've been to your house.
No, you have not.
I have too. I beg to differ.
He said I ain't never been. Actually, I've been.
So the question stands: why haven't Corey been to your house?
Because I don't have reinforced furniture.
Because
well, that other half of feeling I had left over from that last comment, that just got squashed too.
So what are some interesting Valentine's
Day? Yeah, Valentine's Day is going to really suck for me.
He's good enough to let you borrow his things from his house for your Christmas party after Christmas, might I say. But you can't find a park bench, anything in your house.
Did you tell him that you needed the decorations to, let him come to decorate by your place? Did you tell him that? And it was a Christmas party that you were having?
I did not, because that's not true. Oh. If I let Corey come to my house, my couch would look like the top of that toe.
What? Well, here, okay.
I'm just playing. No, so honestly, real reason why Corey has not been to my place.
Why Corey has not been, I'm not even here.
You know what I'm saying?
The only reason is because I'm in the middle of what we call year end. Corey knows my schedule.
In the middle of your R. Kelly, everybody.
No, my.
I gotta give it to him. His brain fires off two or three a show, and that was one.
The piston said, "Huh?
Yeah, we're in. You're in. R. Kelly, everybody. There you go."
And Corey knows that my work schedule has augmented.
Okay.
Dramatically. And
I think he's talking about pregnancy. How far apart is the dilation? I don't know. Augmented.
Yeah, augmented is a weird word. I knew Stacey Augment.
I know what augmented means.
Thank you. Okay. And because of this, and Corey knows, there's been times where I've been putting in like 10 to 12 hour days.
Okay.
I get home, I go straight to sleep.
Okay.
And then on the weekend, me and Corey already know what goes on. He has a lot of kid time, and he has time that he has to go previous engagements, and we just don't get to link up all the time. Mm-hmm. The showtime, we link up and everything, and then we text every once in a while. Corey knows that once my schedule gets back to what it used to be, mm-hmm. there will be more time for Corey to come over.
That sounds like a whole lot of pleas being copped.
Yeah, his.
No one has been over to my new place.
Mm-hmm. No one.
No one has been over to my new place.
Not even I.
Not even you.
Has been because there's like three people at that party.
Wait a second.
Not a soul besides D Mother Lovin' Tay has been in D Mother Lovin' Tay's place.
You know why I call shenanigans? Because somebody had to help move his stuff in there. I know he didn't move all his stuff in there by himself.
Nope.
And you know something
I'm
else?
I'm a Hulk, mother lover.
You a damn lie. I am too, but you still see me. I still had like three Mexicans from Home Depot, by the way. Shop Home Depot, Fat Guy Radio Show.
That's not a place where you should put that. I wouldn't put that right there.
You know me?
I wouldn't put that right there personally.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that. Hey, you know, edit that part out. We go, rewind.
That's not necessarily a place where you really want to interject the sponsor.
Yeah. That's a fact. I figure I get that in there. But you know what?
Yeah.
I call shenanigans because somebody helped you move in there. But I'm just trying to figure out my mind. Oh, okay. How long have you been in said house? Or
only,
apartment? Whatever.
Only 3 months.
And out of 3 months, he couldn't come over for 3 hours. You live 7 minutes from him, right?
I do.
And now one time,
I got nothing to say.
Did you ask?
I got nothing to say.
Because he would have brought you a housewarming gift.
I gave him a housewarming gift.
But you did. Exactly. And the thing is, nice. The person's supposed to bring it to you.
I like the way you put it in your space, too. It was like a little shrine thing.
Again, he's invited everybody but Corey.
What is this said housewarming gift? Because if I did, in fact, bring you over to my house, I would have told you what this gift was.
Uh-huh.
And I would have told you how I use this gift. So please, enlighten us and prove to everyone that you've been to my spot.
Uh-huh.
What is this housewarming gift? Little D, you're more than welcome to answer as well.
You asked
him. Only two people who know what this housewarming gift are me and Corey. Because Corey gifted it to me. And
three people, because no God knows. If you want to be technical.
Well, Corey, and God, because Corey is an ordained minister. It's been previously documented on this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can refer to me as Minister Blaze.
Exactly.
I want that.
So, please enlighten us. What is this said gift?
That gift that Corey gave you.
Yes.
Was a gravy bowl filled with ramekins.
He's been in your house.
A gravy bowl filled with ramekins.
I don't know how he guessed it.
Now, outside of the two horrible, the ridiculously comedic stupidity that just unfolded, I have not, in fact, been invited over D-Tay's house.
You see what I'm saying?
He is 7 minutes away from my house.
Uh huh.
And his couch will hold me up because Lil D, I sat on his couch at his other apartment.
You see, you ain't got no excuses. So now what? When can he come? Is a new question.
Actually, Corey, it's a new couch.
Oh, so you bought one of the little IKEA couches? Yeah. I would have known that if I'd been there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. I promise you, we'll figure it out at some way along the way.
Yep.
It's FatGuyRadioShow.com right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
To subscribe to our weekly bonus show, there's no rules you should know. After Burn, you want it. come on, jump on and hit the subscribe button. $3 ain't nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Hey, fellas, listen up. A satin robe, a bottle of Juicy Couture Viva La Juicy perfume, a Samsung Galaxy watch in 44mm pink gold. Now, ladies, listen up. A Roku Express HD streaming media kit, a Victrola portable suitcase record player, a sandalwood traveling shaving kit, a bottle of Versace cologne, or a Fitbit Versa 2 smartwatch. Why am I telling you this? Because these are items available at Walmart.com, and they are the perfect gift suggestions for Valentine's Day. So, kick the stress. I gave you all you need to know, and now you can get to Walmart.com through our show's banner. And don't forget, free delivery on orders over $35, or for those last-minute gifts, free same-day pickup at your Walmart. There's a Walmart banner on our website to help you get started. Walmart.com, last-minute gifts and treats everyone will love. Welcome back to the Shuddy Wall Wall, everybody everywhere. Yes, not going to get into the minutia of the fact that I've not been over D-Tay's house, but I honestly think, Lil D, and you had me thinking throughout that whole shenanigans and bit and whatever the hell was going on, is that I think D-Tay thinks that he falls into that group of people that invite me places that I say I'm going to go and then I don't go.
Man, yes.
The flaker.
Well, I'm not a flaker. I'm just, you know, I just get, you know, I just bow out.
To play white devil advocate. Mm.
At some moment. But D-Tay is above that. And when D-Tay invites me somewhere, I typically go.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah, nobody's ever invited me anywhere,
this.
So.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so how did you not know that?
Well, because a lot of the places that we do go together, you invite me.
Right, but you've invited me to your birthday party at one of our favorite spots.
Oh, yeah, that was which fun. Didn't even happen.
Which, no, I'm talking about a few years back.
Yes, you did. You did.
I did. I showed up to that. I've also had lunch with you and what's his name that we don't mention anymore on the show. And one of those lunches when I found out she was badass crazy.
Yeah.
As a woman?
So I do. I do go to those places.
You're right.
So you are outside of that realm of people that I brush off. So
right.
If you're brushing me off from inviting, and don't invite me here on the show, because if you do it on the show, when the mics go off. You can always play it up as he was just doing it for the show.
No, I got something for you, because there's something that you've been wanting to do, but you can't, you haven't been able to do it. Because
oh, finally? Really? We going, what?
Is this, shut up. It's not that. It's not that.
Then I don't want to do it then, hell.
It's the other
brushed
thing.
Brushed him off.
I did just, well, the what I wanted to do was, oh.
Well, can we explain what that was?
No.
No. Afterbirth.
After, I got you.
Thank you. All right. So what was it that you said that I wanted?
No, there's something you haven't been able to do because like certain like machinery just like messes up other machinery.
Oh, fitting an MRI machine.
And I have the stuff that you need. And I'm thinking maybe we do a marathon, almost similar to our Spartacus marathons.
Why are you speaking in code?
Yeah, this is weird.
Because
yeah.
I'm not being able to decipher the code.
The Hunger Games.
Oh yeah, I did a Hunger Games marathon. I lied to you. I did not send back that busted DVD player that I got from that sponsor that's no longer on this show, and it sucked. And that's the reason. That's what I get. It's my fault. I shouldn't have paid $23 for a busted ass DVD player that when you hit the power button on the DVD player, the TV goes off, the cable box goes to channel 1060. Before the front door opens, the doorbell rings, the car starts, the cat dies, and your neighbor gets pregnant. None of that should happen when you hit the power button on your DVD player.
Who killed the cat and knocked up the neighbor?
That's clearly what happens when you hit that little $23 DVD player that I got from a sponsor that we don't mention on this show
anymore.
Why don't
you just keep hitting the play button and kill all the cats?
That was
what is a sponsor?
I tried to hit the bu- wanting to kill all the cats, he kept opening the front door and starting the car.
And that's what cats kept going in his house. And that's when he had to shoot them.
Oh, and then they kept dying.
So you know when I, so last week or so, Cox Communications screwed me over again by killing all of their cable services into my house. Well, so none of the TVs worked, none of the laptops worked. So I ended up actually taking that devil DVD player upstairs into my room, connecting it to my TV, and now just when I hit the power button, the only thing that happens is that my cell phone rings. That's the only thing that happens now, so I got it under control.
And that's the only time that cell phone rings.
That was hurtful. You're right. You're right, DA. That's the only time my cell phone rings because I'm not getting invited over any of my friend's house. But I digress. So I put the DVD player up in my room and actually got through the first episode of The Hunger Games and the extra.
Ooh.
The extra DVD. So I learned some stuff. I did not realize that The Hunger Games was actually shot all on location in South Carolina. The
South Carolina?
They shot that thing in the middle of the woods.
I can see that.
Okay.
There's no soundstage for The Hunger Games.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was blown away by that. I mean, there's a lot of CGI in it. Yeah. But I was surprised because in the extras, this ain't no spoiler alert, folks. The Hunger Games been out for 300 years.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? But
Rue is black.
They actually showed how they had to remove like snakes and critters and alligators and stuff like that out of areas that they wanted to film in where it was actually like 100-something degrees or 90-something degrees down in the South, 90-something degrees where they were filming. So they didn't have to work. That was that arena that we see is real.
Wow.
It's a real place. Now, of course, the Capitol and everything else, that's CGI'd and green screen. But even then, even the where they were doing the where they bring out all of the tributes and they were on like that little fake TV show.
Yeah.
That was actually filmed in a theater.
In South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah, in South Carolina. A theater in South Carolina. And then they just green screened a lot of the walls in the theater, but it was still like 60% real.
Oh,
it was nice. Amazing with some, but I have done the marathon of the Hunger Games.
Well, it's not a marathon if you only saw the first movie.
Yeah, that's true, but that's all I had to do.
That was a long-winded way of saying he doesn't want you over for your little pity Hunger Games.
I do, but I don't want to do it. I'm
surprised you like the Hunger Games because being hungry for you doesn't seem like a game.
The Hunger Games is indicative.
You know that one person you always mean to at work and they end up coming to work and killing you? I think you should watch it. I think you're going to be just in the lobby talking to somebody and like, you know,
I love you, pop, Corey. Pop, pop. I love you, Corey.
We're going to hear a pop.
The Hunger Games is indicative of the fact that your people could not impeach the president. The Hunger Games are our future.
He said your people edged awry.
What, District 11?
The Hunger Games is the future of this country.
It low-key is, though.
Trust me, it is. And there's been people that have actually biblically tied the story of the Hunger Games into biblical predictions.
So Trump is that bitch that's all made up. With the hair.
Trump is not Effie.
Who's Effie?
Trump is President Snow.
Okay.
Effie would be...
Oh, that skinny girl that...
No, you know who Effie is?
No. What's her name?
Melania.
Effie in real life?
Who?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, don't do that to her. Don't do that to her.
Don't do it to her.
Effie has class.
Hamage? Who would Hamage be in real life?
Ooh.
Which one was Hamage?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Hamage in real life would be Woody Harrelson.
Isn't that Woody Harrelson in the movie?
He played Hamage in that. But we don't know who would be Katniss because Katniss hasn't gone into the games yet.
Yeah, she has.
Katniss may be my little niece on Lil D's from Lil D.
I was going to say Katniss is Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders is Katniss. No, Bernie Sanders is one of those dudes that were walking around with just shooting people with the guns on that you can see their face. Even though one thing I pointed out, and this is so not what I wanted to do. I did not want to do 10 minutes on The Hunger Games, but I love it so much. But The Hunger Games in Hunger Games 1, all of the patrol guys, their faces were exposed. Did you notice that? They didn't have the full mask on in Hunger Games 1.
I didn't notice
yeah,
that. I'm about to watch that again.
And I think in Hunger Games 2, part 2 is when they masked them in.
Oh, yeah, because yeah. Remember okay. when a horse...
Yeah, Lil D, you don't know.
I haven't watched that one Hunger Game.
We're all over the place. Real quick, let me get a shout out. And for those of you that are live streaming the show, if you caught us at the beginning of the show, you saw this really cool countdown that started at the beginning of the show. Really cool graphics kind of kicking it up. I got to give a special thank you to Nate Dotson of Tootvid, at Tootvid on YouTube. He helped me out with some coding problems that I was having with After Effects when I was creating that little graphic. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to him for, it's so funny because he's a huge YouTuber. Mm-hmm. And he's a YouTuber that puts up After Effects tutorials and stuff like that. And this is a nerd moment for those of you that,
nerd out.
I'm about to nerd for just a second, even though I really just nerded over the Hunger Games. But he puts up a lot of tutorials on his YouTube page. Huge YouTubers, 256,000 subscribers or something of that nature.
Not what I got.
You know what I mean? So it was interesting because I went to his YouTube page to kind of find some help. Mm-hmm. And found his email and literally just sent him an email and a screenshot of the error that I was having. And he totally responded.
And, nice. And he cleared up the error.
Totally responded and gave me not one, but two options to correct the error.
Jeez.
And I was like, dude, that's like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's... And especially when you normally find these little tutorials for geeky stuff like that, like creating graphics, it's normally, Ahmed, guy on the other side of the earth that are doing these things. But no, Nate is somewhere, I believe, I want to say somewhere in the East Coast.
Okay.
And I was not expecting a reply. Not only did I get a reply, I got a reply within 4 hours.
Within 4 hours? He seems like a nice boy. I'm going to call his mother.
Thank you, DA. So shout out to Nate Dotson at Tootvid, T-U-T-V-I-D. And if you're one of the nerdy guys like I am, check him out on YouTube at Tutvid, T-U-T-V-I-D.
Shout out to King Tutvid.
King Tutvid. Also, last week we were celebrating life by remembering and honoring two great birthdays, D-Tay and Gavin DeGraw. And this week we celebrate the life of Whitney Houston.
Hey.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that Whitney Houston passed away 8 years ago on the 11th of February?
Dang.
Years ago.
She died the day of the Grammys too, right? Or the night before?
I don't remember.
I think it was close too because she was in the hotel that was near where the Grammys were or where Clyde Drex. No, what's that? What's the big producer?
Clyde Davidson.
Clyde Davidson. Davidson Simpsons was having a party. Mm-hmm. He was having a party in that same hotel or near that hotel where she had passed away. So all of our break music today is for Whitney Houston.
Clyde Davis, because somebody's going to come in and correct. Hey, Lil D is kind of off. Okay.
What did I say? What did you say?
I said Clyde Davidson, but it's Clyde Davis.
Clyde Davidson's. Clyde Davis. David, do you know him, D.A., don't you?
I know. Clyde Davis.
I met him one time.
I mean, who doesn't know Clyde David and Goliath?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Clyde Davidson. He got a brother named Harley Davidson. I think he owns a motorcycle.
Oh yeah, and you know who works at works for his brother Harley Davidson?
Who that?
Tommy Davidson.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
He's been working there ever since the Living Color went off the air.
Yeah.
I hate you
so much. Yeah, they cousin have a unibrow.
Yeah, yeah, a little Anthony bit of Davis. Yeah. Oh yeah, Anthony Davis is his brother. Yeah, or his cousin, distant cousin. From, from Clyde. Clyde got a big, huge family.
Yeah, you can't get rid of this Davis. I'm a little DM right now.
What? Just happened to you.
You doing me? I'm rubbing off.
I got the little D book.
Pause.
Yeah, you're R. Kellyan.
Yeah, that exactly.
Okay, so what I started to get to before little D tried to ruin me and D-Tay's relationship, which is pretty much non-existent at this point.
He's still waiting for that the open invitation.
We're going to take a quick break, folks, and on the other side of this, for those of you that have been dumped Valentine's Day and you're going to be alone for Valentine's Day, well, the San Antonio, Texas Zoo has an idea for you.
Oh, God, probably the best idea they should never have.
You know what? I'm going to come up with an X just to participate in what the San Antonio Zoo is offering. Mm. It's actually pretty cool.
Must be all right, some monkeys.
A whole lot of monkey in the rail going on down there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Crazy. We'll be right back on the other side. Oh, yeah, and coming up too later on the show, Lil D.
Uh-huh.
The food gods spoke to me.
Oh.
The food gods spoke to me.
Okay.
All right, folks, we'll be back right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D. You know Corey's little annoying ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D. You know Corey's little annoying ass brother. I know you got. Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D. Corey's little annoying ass brother. You. Hey everybody, this is.
Why does it get harder now?
All right, here we go. Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother. While I'm gonna be doing my
there's so much coming at the same time.
Hey every little body.
God damn.
Hey everybody, while I'm doing my movie room,
I see what other people go through.
Hey everybody, DJ Little D. Hey everybody, DJ Little D here, Corey Little Annoying Brother. Hey everybody, also you can check out the show on, what do we have here? We got Stitcher, I believe. We got Stitcher, oh damn, FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah buddy, I can't do this.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Time to get yourself organized, folks. Spring will be here before you know it, followed immediately by summer, because that's how the seasons change, Lil D.
Yep.
So, Home Depot has your storage solutions. Maybe you're like me, and I'm going to be honest right here. I need to organize my garage. My garage is atrocious.
It makes two of us.
That's the one room in my house that I just let go. I get out of my car. I got stuff in my car. Just fling it. I'm like, I'll get that later. Mm. You know, just take a push broom. But no, there's like, I got like garden supplies.
Extra car in there.
Extra car laying around in there. I've got some Christmas decorations that never made it back into the tubs. You know what I mean? I have my gardening supplies. And I don't know about you, it just rained in Phoenix. So now I know I need to go out and I got to dig through everything to find my weed killer.
Yeah.
So if I was a little more better organized, I wouldn't have to struggle through my garage, and I'm going to do that by going to Home Depot and taking advantage of Home Depot's storage solution sales. My garage is atrocious, just screaming. It's literally screaming for organization. I'm taking advantage of the up to 35% off storage solutions deals. You should too. Visit HomeDepot.com for free delivery, do-it-yourself projects and ideas, special offers, and more. There's a Home Depot banner right on our website to kick off your organizational decluttering projects. We can do it together, because at the Home Depot, it's how doers get more done.
Does Home Depot carry Diaxis Earth?
I'm not sure, but I'll probably go through the Home Depot banner and find out. What is Diaxis Earth?
It's like some kind of stuff that you put down. For animals, not animals, but insects. And for scorpions, like when they walk over it, it's supposed to slice them open. Like, doesn't happen right then and there, but after like about the week or so.
I know they have something that does that. There is a powder, because I use that powder on my house to keep any bugs down in the yard and stuff like that. Because, I mean, it's bad enough that I got the cats.
Yeah.
You know, at least I don't have the bugs. Maybe if I didn't kill all the bugs, maybe the cats wouldn't be there so much. But
or maybe if you didn't kill all the cats, the bugs wouldn't be there.
No, it kills the bugs. But there is a powder that Home Depot sells that doesn't kill your plants, doesn't hurt your grass or your trees, but it does get rid of any bugs.
For scorpions, specifically for
I've seen scorpion repellent at Home Depot. Yeah. I've seen that there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Whoa. So if you are going to be alone for Valentine's Day, which it seems like I'm the only one in this room that will.
Yeah, seems like it.
I will.
If you think you're lonely now.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. Wait until tonight, girl.
That hurt that note. All right, so. It was there.
I didn't get that much gravel in his voice.
I don't know. But that note kind of felt as bad as interjecting a sponsor after you'd made a bad comment. That's where that note went. All right, so the San Antonio Zoo is hosting an event, DA, for all of you broken-hearted Valentinians.
My heart ain't broke.
For all the brokenhearted Valentinians.
My heart is full.
What becomes of a broken hearted?
He don't want you to get this out.
It is so when you got defaulted. I know I got to find some kind of peace of mind. Very.
So the San Antonio Zoo is hosting an event for anybody that has that has a broken heart, mm-hmm. and it's called the Cry Me a Cockroach event.
Hey,
little cry D, me a like cockroach.
Cry me a cockroach event. So if you have an ex that did you dirty, broke your heart, for $5, the San Antonio Zoo will name a cockroach after your ex. And then feed that cockroach to one of the animals.
That's actually pretty dope.
Right? It don't stop at the cucarachas, though.
No.
If you have an ex that was a snake.
Ooh.
Okay.
That maybe slithered down the path that this wasn't supposed to be down.
All right, okay.
For $25, the San Antonio Zoo will name a rat after your ex and feed it to the snakes.
Okay.
And here's the kicker.
Oh, there's a little kicker.
You get to watch all this happen live on Facebook on Valentine's Day. So you can buy a roach, you can buy a rat.
You can buy a roach.
Name it your ex, and San Antonio will feed it to one of their animals or feed the rat to a snake.
San Antonio or San Diego?
San Antonio Zoo.
That's a smart-ass marketing
I think that's genius.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Because there's a lot of people out there that is heartbroken that wouldn't mind seeing a little cockroach or a little rat with their ex's name on it being gobbled up by a snake.
You in?
I don't have any exes.
Oh, my ex live in Texas, so it's kind of close to San Antonio.
All right, George Strait. question, though.
Answer, so, though.
Is the name going to be actually on the animal?
Yeah, they're going to somehow put the name on the cockroach or on the rat.
Maybe like a brand. Maybe they're going to like eat up that brand.
I mean, they can do whatever they want to the cockroach and the rat. It's about to meet its demise anyway.
Kill them? Like, why not torture them?
Well, because the reason I'm saying, like, I hope it's not like they feed one animal one rat and then just send that video with like a CGI name on there. Because then
that's a better idea.
Genius. Like, well, we're talking about the San Diego Zoo or San Antonio Zoo. I really don't think they have the budget to pull off a CGI loop
or
a shortage of everybody's name in there. Yeah. I mean, you know,
but or a shortage of cockroaches.
But they got the budget for like however many rats.
Oh, yeah, right.
Rats and cockroaches, they get down like little D.
Here's the thing, though. If they have, let's say, 1,000 people, how many mice can a snake eat? Even if you have, 25 snakes at a zoo? Can they devour 1,000 rats?
See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. If they're actually putting the name on the rat, that's kind of crazy. If they're just saying, hey, I named this rat your guy's name, like, boom, feed it, they can just go ahead and say, boom, same video clip to everybody.
If it's live, you can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Is it live? Did it say it's going to be live?
Yeah, you watch your animal, watch your snake or your roach get eaten live on Facebook, and then you receive a certificate from San Antonio Zoo that you can share on social media that you had your ex eaten by an animal at the San Antonio Zoo.
Now, that's just petty.
And then I want to tell you something, DA. You will be surprised what can be pulled off on live. All right?
Yeah.
You will be surprised.
What you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
I'm
just saying. If you really want to impress me, San Antonio Zoo.
San Antonio Spurs.
I will give you the address to my ex. Can you go pick her up and feed her to a snake? Can we feed her to a jaguar or something?
I'm with you.
I'm sure it's going to cost more than $25.
I will pay $2,000.
You know what they would call that?
I will put up the Fat Guy Radio Show's building.
We don't have a... We got a building?
I know. When do we get the building? I thought we were still in the back of the taco truck.
They don't know that, though.
Little deep.
They don't know that. They think deep. That's a good equity.
The people outside that door don't even know we here.
I was going to say they would call that the Hunger Games, but the moment passed.
But yeah, you still
it,
said it.
I know.
You have to get it out.
I have to get it out.
Jesus Christ. You took a laxative to get that one out, huh?
$25 for a rat to be eaten by a snake for your ex. I'm interested to know how many people are actually taking the San Antonio Zoo up on this. And I think at some point, these snakes, can't snakes go like days without eating? It takes them like days to digest one snake, doesn't it?
I don't know
if snakes
that's an anaconda.
Yeah, I don't think they eat snakes. They might digest that rat.
What did I say?
You said snakes eating snakes.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, because I just can't get past all these mother effing snakes on this mother effing play.
What movie is that?
Oh, God, you're...
It's porn.
Sounds like it.
My high club.
I'm wondering how many of these rats these snakes are going to be able to eat. Because if 10,000 people, number one, if 10,000 people took the San Antonio Zoo up on the snake, that's 10,000 times 25. The San Antonio Zoo then hit their budget for the next 5 years.
Yeah, but the you're missing the bigger point is they are offering roaches for $5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So roaches are probably going to sell out quicker. My question is, what animals are eating these roaches? Because they said you're going to feed these roaches to an animal.
That's a good question.
Please tell me, what animal is eating these roaches?
You haven't seen Men in Black?
Or basically, what kind of roaches are they? Are they apartment roaches? Or are they Madagascar hissing cockroaches?
They probably wouldn't be the Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Those are expensive.
Exactly. These are probably the roaches they went down to like some ghetto neighborhood.
They went to the projects.
Yeah, they probably
in San Antonio.
They probably put out a flyer to the ghettos.
People of San Diego.
Hey, San Antonio.
San Antonio. Why
if you
San
have
Diego?
Roaches, please capture them. Here's a little kit on how to capture these roaches, and we are paying $10 for five roaches.
According to Charles Barkley, there are lots of roaches in San Antonio.
Yeah, who needs a kit to catch a roach? All you got to do is leave your cereal bag open.
You ain't never ordered no. You ain't never ordered a roach catching kit?
No.
Lil D got four of them.
So, according to National Geographic.
Hold on a minute. Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, history has just been made here on Fat Guy Radio Show. It took us 8 years in broadcasting for us to anybody to reference National Geographic. It's not Motor Trend Magazine.
No.
But it's National Geographic.
I don't even think he said National Geographic. It sounded like he said Natural Geographic.
Okay, so Lil D that went to some bootleg National Geographic. All right, what is your quotes there?
Geckos. Skinks.
What?
I don't know what a skink
is. A skunk?
No, it says skinks. S-K-I-N-K-S.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing called a skink.
Geckos, skinks, and other species of lizards, frogs, turtles, some type of birds, and even rats and mice eat roaches.
Huh. Skink, so, skink is a gecko on steroids.
Hmm. Ooh, didn't know that.
Yeah. Skink is also protected by Geico.
Nice.
Thank you.
So they're going to feed the roaches to the rats and then feed the rats to the snakes.
They double it down.
That's smart.
They double it down.
That's smart as hell.
They literally double it down. I want to know how many people are going to take this up. How many people are, and if I would have came across this story earlier, I would have had somebody on from the San Antonio Zoo. Those animals are going to get full at some point. They're going to stop eating at some point. So what happens if you got your rat in there and the snake don't want to eat no more?
But the thing is how many like you got to take into account how many snakes do they have?
A zoo wouldn't have that many snakes.
But if you got San Antonio, they might.
Well, yeah. I'm not.
This ain't Florida.
And then not only that, but like you also got to think about the size of these snakes. If they have like boa constrictors, those things are like what? 8-10 feet long?
Yeah, but they're still going to only eat one. A boa constrictor is not going to chase after a little small mouse,
but you wrap 20 of them mother lovers together.
Oh,
make a mouse ball.
And now that spaghetti and mouse balls, like,
or you can put the rats in a Ratlin Gatlin gun and just fire them off at them.
Piss it off.
Mouse swag.
You know what I mean?
Get some mouse swag going.
Then the Phoenix gorilla can come out because, hey, It's the zoo.
Yep.
Oh, the Phoenix Suns gorilla can come out there with his rat Gatling gun and just fire those rats right off into the mouth of them anacondas.
Now all I know is the price of my furs is going to go up, man.
Yeah, they really are.
They use rat hairs.
This is genius idea. I'm going to give them a plug. If you want to participate in this, folks, it's real. You have until February 13th, so just till tomorrow from the taping of this show, you go to zazoo.org. It's real. We're not making this up. SAZoo.org. San Antonio Zoo. Yes.
G is in me.
Little D.
Gangster.
We should get us a rat that's titled DA.
I'll be down.
Oh, wait a minute now. We got to slow it down.
And
right
I bet
here.
You all the freaking snakes are going to be fighting
it. It is that time.
We got to slow it down here because this is my favorite Whitney Houston song. Because this all right. Okay, I can't do it. This song will make me cry. I ain't even lying to you. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills when the fat gods spoke to me, little D.
Mm.
I heard them loud and clear when the fat gods spoke. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. So I'm saving all my love for you. Mama, where are you? Oh, there you are.
Don't be running up on me like that. You all know me.
Mama, where is your cellular phone so I can install the iHeartRadio app? That Guy Radio Show is on iHeartRadio.
You always reaching for my stuff. Don't you have anything of your own?
Mama, let me see your phone.
What the hell you two old bats down there doing?
Cletus! Mama, I'm just going to put the iHeartRadio app on your phone so you can listen to Fat Guy Radio Show. They are on the iHeartRadio app now.
I don't know why them boys always moving around. Makes me dizzy. Why can't they just have their one show in one place at one time? Like Mike Douglas used to come on when he used to come on the TV. I'd offer Sherman a donut and he'd get up and he'd turn the TV to channel 4 and there would be Mike Douglas. Ooh, Mike Douglas. Do that app get the Mike Douglas show? That's
no, Mama, it's Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show is on the iHeartRadio app. Everybody should have the iHeartRadio app for Fat Guy Radio Show. Oh, this is just so fabulous, just so fabulous. Now here, Mama, don't mess up the app, and you are all set to go.
You should go put it on Sherman's computer, what you should do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you can find it, and if the keys ain't sticky.
Mama, that's my favorite.
You know, Sherman ain't never had a relationship. He ain't never, nobody been down there. Nobody won't go down there and touch none of that. What Sherman got?
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Whoa. Lil D.
Yes?
I'll let you do it. Because D-Tay's going to make me cry with this damn Whitney Houston song.
I'm sorry, it's one of my favorites, too.
This song gets me.
Why, dude,
you just don't. I can't explain it. I can't explain it on this. I will lose it. I'm not kidding you. I will lose it. And I know that our live streamers can't hear it, but I will lose it. It's Saving All My Love by Whitney Houston. Mm. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it. I'm about 2 seconds away from asking them to change it.
I have songs like that too.
But I'm going to black it out. I'm going to let Lil D go ahead and do the afterburn read. Lil D, do the afterburn read. Feel the moment of the music.
Yes. And what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Who is he? Like I ain't got no name
or something.
His name
is Corey Blaze.
Man, it's
talking about the afterburn show where it is $3. That's right, Whitney. $3.
Why are you holding up 4 fingers?
$3
to listen. He double
checked too. Yeah, he did. All right, do it. I'm taking my headphones off.
$8 to watch.
I can't do it. Okay.
And when you get that $8, you get to see passion, just like this song.
Uh-huh.
In the background. Passion.
Passion of the Christ.
You get to see us cry. Well, maybe Corey. You'll see him cry if we play this song in the background. But that's $8. But that just gives you everything that you wish you could see. You get it's pretty much like you're hanging out with us.
Yeah.
In a studio live.
Yeah, more of this.
Making love to Whitney Houston, saving all that love for you. So if you save $8 a month,
$8.
You get to watch us live.
Okay.
But if you just cheap like me, just pay $3 and you get to listen to us live.
Yeah.
But it's all for you.
You don't get to listen to us live, but that's okay.
But it's all for you.
It's all for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
Afterburn.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
You can fade the song out. As soon as you fade the song out, I'll put my headphones back on.
All right. Night.
I still hear it.
Night. Hey.
Bumped it up.
I know it.
Feel it.
I can hear so it. Right.
Hey.
Are we done?
You know what song does that for me?
But yeah, we're done. We're done.
We talked about the guy so much on this show.
Gavin DeGraw.
Ooh? No, R. Kelly.
Really?
I wish.
R. Kelly songs do that? I wish.
Just that one song, I wish.
I can kind of
actually
see that.
Yeah.
The R. Kelly song that does that for me is Turn Back the Hands of Time.
Oh, yeah. That one can get me.
Well, actually, for me,
oh, Lord.
The song from R. Kelly that does it for me
mm-hmm.
is Sweet Sadie.
Okay.
Okay.
He killed that one
and
too.
And then, so this Whitney Houston song,
yes.
And I Have Nothing.
Yeah, I'm done with that one.
Yeah.
But saving all my love, I can't. I literally can't. I'm not lying. I'm not trumping that up for the show. I can't. I cannot make it through that song without floods of emotions coming back.
Because you're relating that song to a specific moment in your life.
Exactly. Yeah. It takes it literally, and that's what music is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a testament to Whitney Houston. Music is supposed to transcend you. It's supposed to transport you to another place. That's what Gavin DeGraw's music does to me. There are some songs that I can't listen to Gavin DeGraw without the waterworks coming on. I've shared mm-hmm. stories on how I listen to Gavin while I'm mowing my lawn,
mm-hmm.
and my neighbor knew that I was listening to Gavin because he saw me wiping tears away while I'm pushing the lawnmower
just,
in my yard.
It's just allergies. Don't worry about it.
No.
It's just allergies.
He walked up to me, and I tweeted this out. He walks up to me, and he gets my attention because I got my earbuds in. I take my earbuds out, and he says, you're listening to Gavin DeGraw again, aren't you? And I'm like, how'd you know? He says, because you're wiping more than just sweat out of your eyes.
Don't you hate that? You have your earphones in, and he's waving you down just to say, hey, you listen to an emotional song because you're crying.
At least he did it good where he walked around in front of me. I've had my neighbor, Barney Fife and Betty White,
yeah.
that will walk up behind me while I'm holding a weed whacker. You just asking for me to take your ankles out.
They really are. They're looking for a lawsuit.
And not only that, have I ever told y'all when I was out doing my front yard where one of the neighbors that moved into a house down at the end of the block was walking by, came up to me and asked me how much I charged to do yards.
Okay, because you're black.
And I looked at him and I says, I own this spot, bruh. He was like, oh, I didn't realize that you own the house.
You could have fooled me.
Like,
I was in his head.
Did they think there's like some overweight freaking
there are
law
no,
people there walking
are,
around Arizona.
There are no fat landscapers
no,
in Arizona.
That's the word I was looking for, landscapers.
You could have been a first.
I don't want to be the first.
That there is are, a good tag.
There ain't no fat landscapers in Arizona. Why? Because every landscaper loses 25 pounds per yard.
Per yard.
Fat grass will eat your grass.
Oh. Hey, oh, no, no, no. Fat grass. You got grass, we'll smoke it.
Ooh, I like that too.
Nice.
Fat grass. Ass, cash, or grass.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right, so the fat god spoke to me, D.A.
The fat god?
The fat god spoke to me.
What'd they say? Help us, our hearts stop pumping.
They said, here comes cholesterol. No.
Here comes cholesterol.
Okay, tell
here
me
comes
if
cholesterol.
This, tell me if this ain't a if this ain't the fat heavens opening up to send a message to one Corey Blaze. On my way home from working,
mm-hmm.
a GCU game, right? I got a fat craving,
mm-hmm.
and my fat craving was for the Colonel.
Ugh.
Okay.
The KFC. and DT, okay. I'm looking dead at you,
yeah,
and them big brown eyes, and you know exactly what I was going for.
Pretty yeah, brown dude. Eyes.
I was going for the Colonel's hot wings.
Yep.
They're $1 a piece, and I'm going to pay for it.
I have yet to eat
that's Chinese. Like one of those, yeah, the one of the bigger ones.
It's no, their little hot wings are back. Yeah. I talked about it on the show, or maybe it was an Afterburn show. I'm not sure, but I talked about it.
It was on this show because yeah, I wasn't on the show.
I wasn't paying attention.
So thank you, DA. So I'm driving up. I took the streets from GCU heading home because I knew that there was a KFC somewhere in close to where I was going. And DT, you know exactly where I was going.
Yep.
Let's just say Thunderbird Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I hit that. I was going. I'm like, I'm driving. And this is how bad the fat guy moment was. I'm thinking, I want the wings or do I want to hit up the king of the burgers for his 2 for $6. That's how bad the fat moment was.
Oh yeah, you're having it bad.
I'm having a really bad fat moment. So I decide on the Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit the corner at the Colonel and I noticed that there was a police car, one police SUV in the parking lot of the KFC.
You and these police cars.
I know, right? And I'm like thinking, I didn't think nothing of it. I'm just like, oh, police need chicken too.
Yeah.
You really don't think black.
No, police.
You see a police car and you think nothing of it.
I didn't. I just thought that the police officer was there to get him some chicken.
Right.
Wouldn't you think that, little D?
Yeah.
You know?
I really would.
You would probably run because you want it.
I think they knew I was coming here. They want to kill me.
No.
Because of the stuff I tweeted.
It was a city. I can't even classify that. It's PD over Arizona DPS. DPS officers are the ones that shoot you more. But now, actually, Phoenix PD, they shoot you too. But nevertheless, I pull up, there's an SUV, a Phoenix SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I also noticed is that the parking lot seemed a little empty.
Okay.
But the lights were on, the Colonel was smiling,
mm-hmm.
the signs were glistening in the window. It looked like employees were moving around. So, you know, I pull into the parking lot, I drive behind the police SUV. And of course I go to the drive through because, you know, I'm having a fat guy moment. So I'm ashamed and I don't want to get out and, you know,
wobble to the front door.
Wobble to the front. Cause I swear, dude, when I have to go into an establishment to eat, this mm-hmm. is where the prejudice does come in, DA.
Uh-huh.
I go into an establishment, like, let's say I'm just going to pick one out of the sky, Express of the Panda.
Mm-hmm.
Them people be eyeballing you and they be like, oh, fat guy, he right there. Get him one scoop. I swear, they be judging me. They be like, he don't need, but they still charge me full price.
And like, you open the Panda Express door and you walk in, and then the restaurant shocks go down a little bit.
Restaurant shocks, yes. Yes, because all the Panda Expresses are right next to AutoZones, and they've been asphyxiated with shocks. Thank you. Double meat, son of a monkey.
Oh, I got
so
double meat for
I pull you. Around to the drive-in. To the drive-thru at the KFC,
uh-huh.
and it takes a minute, and I'm thinking, why is this taking a minute? Ain't no cars in the parking lot but two cars and the police squad car.
It should mm-hmm. be servicing you.
It doesn't look like there's anything going on in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in the drive-thru, so what is the wait? And then all of a sudden, the little KFC guy comes on and says,
we're sorry, but unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, we're unable to serve chicken.
What? What, did they order a turkey?
I'm like, I was like, why?
Well, there's been a police incident. Sorry, sir.
Ooh.
The KFC was robbed.
Wow.
About
of chicken?
And of money.
Wow.
Hey, tell me why my mind went to chicken too.
Hey! Step away from the counter and give me all your chicken.
You don't want the money?
No, I'm fat and I'm hungry. This is Louis Anderson. Give me your chicken.
You don't want the money? No, I want the chicken.
Stop asking too many questions. Give me the chicken.
It's the Grinch who stole chicken.
Grinch who stole chicken.
Give me what you're doing. What you're doing? That's coleslaw. I said chicken.
You give him the chicken, give him the money.
So the KFC got robbed. And I was like, okay, fine. So then I had another fat guy crowning moment, and I says, ooh, there's a Taco Bell around the corner.
Taco Bell got robbed, too.
Dude, no, the Taco Bell did not get robbed.
There's a way
but there. As I was driving up the street to the Taco Bell, caution tape and police and emergency vehicles blocking the entire intersection to the parking lot where Taco Bell sat.
Dang.
There was a fatality in the intersection of the Taco Bell.
Wow.
That messed up your whole... Why does somebody have to die when you're hungry?
I even
a car accident
tried
or they just
to,
walking?
Because I've been to these fast food establishments quite often, I know the back roads. And this particular Taco Bell has another entrance into it, right?
Yeah, it does.
So I decide to go around the back.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like, okay, the person died over there by the Bank of America. That's across the street. Why they got to have the whole thing out? You know what I mean?
For real.
I'm like, why you got to block the whole intersection? You stopping traffic in all four directions.
I feel the same way.
So I'm like, okay, fine. So I went around a side road to the back where I knew that I could get on another street and get into the parking lot of the Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as I'm turning the corner, I couldn't really see the entrance to the Taco Bell, but I could see the Taco Bell drive through and wasn't nobody in there. And I'm like, oh, yeah. About to give me one of them chicken chalupas.
Ooh, that does sound good.
That's my go-to, this chicken chalupa supreme.
I just got paid. I'm like,
oh, yeah. So I pull out, get to the stop sign fully. They got that road blocked off, too. I guess this person who died exploded. And like 100 square blocks, and they had the whole damn thing blocked off. So, you know, I said, okay, fine. I hear you, fat gods. I hear you loud and clear. You clearly, you made the KFC get robbed, and now someone then DED'd in front of the Taco Bell. I am not supposed to eat out tonight.
I think they were speaking to you as a sign saying, hey, bruh, pump the brakes. You're a little too fat now.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
No, that's not what they were saying.
That's not what they were saying.
No.
What'd they say?
They were saying, you ain't eating out tonight because the next night I definitely ate out.
Yeah.
I don't think you got the message.
But what are the odds?
That's the
KFC I decided to go to was robbed.
Uh-huh.
And someone DED'd in front of the Taco Bell around the corner from the KFC.
That's a
sign. I need to stop hanging out in that area.
Check this out. What if the guy that had robbed the KFC was the one that died by the Taco Bell?
Ooh, karma.
Ooh, got shot.
Karma.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
So, hey. You just reminded me of this time I had a Corey moment.
A Corey moment? What's a Corey moment?
Not invite you to his house, I can tell you that.
So
just saying.
So a couple weeks back, I was headed to D&D, Dungeons and Dragons.
Speaking of nerd.
Wow, nerd alert.
What did you roll? The gargoyle eats your soul.
Natural 20, critical 2. Let's go.
Wow.
So,
hello, ladies.
I needed something to eat before, so I went to Wendy's and just picked up like the triple Wendy's Dave's triple.
A large Dave's
triple.
Yeah,
oh my
god,
my favorite. So I'm driving to D&D. I had this food, and I'm like, I don't want to walk in with this food because I don't have enough for everybody, and I don't want them staring at me. So I was like, I need to find a place to eat this.
Uh-oh.
So I turned down into the shopping center.
Yeah.
And I happen to know from long, long time ago.
Long time ago.
The back part.
Where you have sex at?
Wait a minute.
I didn't piece it together.
Was this shopping center, was it anywhere like in a metro center?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is in Tampa.
Oh, it's in the Tampa. Hey, my son's in Tampa.
I was on Southern, and I'm not going to divulge the other place, but I'm talking Southern. across from the Taco Bell.
I was thinking that it was like a meal. Of the state of Arizona.
Nah, I was behind the Discount Tire.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, that plays very well.
And that place has no lights in the back.
No lights.
So I went ahead and reversed into a parking spot in the middle of the dark, turned off all my lights, and just sat there and ate that burger to completion.
Yeah, that's called the maneuver on the Big O and Duke show. It's called the maneuver where you order food. Sit in your car by yourself and eat it.
Yeah.
It's called the maneuver, and I can't take credit for that. That is all O&D.
What time do you work at night if you're already in the dark having to go somewhere to eat?
Well, this I was leaving my job around like 7:30, so I got to the Wendy's around like 7:45, and I parked by 8.
Where was you going to that you didn't want nobody to share?
He was. I was going to play Dungeons and Dragons.
I was going to D&D.
Oh, was you listening to the first half
of the
show?
I missed that part.
You on a delay again?
Yeah,
on a delay again.
So I just didn't want to eat in front of them, but I was like,
you didn't want to share your cheap rat.
I didn't.
That's
either.
That's what you did.
But
you didn't want to
like,
share.
I was like, if Corey saw me now, because I'm already a fat guy in a skinny guy's body,
and I hate that.
And I eat a lot, so I had the large. I had the large fry. I had the large drink. And
your
I had
car smelled good.
It smells so good. And I finished everything, and then drove.
And you know what? I'm afraid of afraid of Wendy's now, because that health episode that I had, where I had to get to an ER, happened moments after I had Wendy's. So I'm like fearful of going to Wendy's. But the good thing is that the KFC and the Taco Bell, the robbed KFC and the dead DED guy out in front of Taco Bell, that was all around D-Tay's house. It was right up the street.
So even a dead guy probably even went over to D-Tay's house before you went there, and you told him over your dead body.
According to how much they had blocked off on that corner, I believe parts of that dead guy flew to D-Tay's house. I mean, they literally had like, that was almost 4 city blocks and an intersection blocked off for this dude. He must have been hit really hard and sprayed everywhere, or he must have been hit really hard and he was fat.
So he was a pedestrian walking?
I don't know what happened. I was too busy trying to figure out a way to get in there. I was just trying to eat. And then I got frustrated and just went home.
It was a ghost of Corey Future.
It literally was.
Funny.
The dead guy's laying there. Never mind the dead guy laying there. I'm trying to get something to eat.
But you know what I did? I ended up just going home and making myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I heard the fat gods speak, and I heard them loud, and I said, okay, fine. And then the next day, I went and got Burger King, KFC, and Taco Bell.
So just to make sure
that I wasn't messing up. So.
So real quick, there's a hot wing there. I didn't hear. I was trying to remember the last time.
KFC has hot wings. They got them back. That was like 30 minutes ago.
Because I let him go in the store. I didn't want to step on him.
Step on that stuff. We only got 3 minutes of break music. Don't worry, Lil D. I'll start it again. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got one. You have no empathy. Just empanadas. All right. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. Yeah, just leave. Just get right out of your shot. That was horrible. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show Swags merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Order yours today or give a tee as a perfect gift. Fatguyradioshow.com/store. Remember, the remainder of February, use promo code DTAYBDAY for a special 20% off your order. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime. TheFatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor,
what's good?
Doug the DA Andrew, and DJ Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra: skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Tip on mice until Christmas.
What? Wait, before you hit stop, I got a quick question for you. Who have you told about this show? Don't keep us to yourself. Share us with all your friends and family and coworkers and bosses and your delivery drivers, your mailmans, your Amazon delivery drivers. Tell them about Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the number one way we're going to be able to spread the word about the show. So spread the word. Tell everybody you know about Fat Guy Radio Show. Okay, now you can hit the stop button because we're over and this was a pre-recorded ender.